It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Aw, yeah, dog. Look at you. You made it to Friday, dog. All right, let the party begin. Yeah. I'm officially starting your weekend right here on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. You can email me directly to lmatthews at freedom969.com. I got a bunch of those to get to yesterday when I opened up the floodgates talking about Iran and what we should be doing and whether or not we should be...
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
The consensus seems to be, yeah, what took us so long? Ah, but now we know what may have been behind the motivation for Trump's rather quick and abrupt change of heart when it came to dealing with those Iranian idiots. Yeah, I got that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Oh, and you know when he was heading back from the NATO summit and he changed planes? And they said, oh, yeah, we just wanted the Europeans to see the new Air Force One. I thought, no, that was one of the reasons, but there was a secondary reason. And I'll get to that, too, coming up on Freedom 96.9. You can join in the conversation on that or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet today, because it's Friday, and we like to cut back and just talk about anything. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. They're back in Norman and hungrier than ever. Homeless camps. Like my mom said, it's like feeding raccoons. All right. So mom has, she has a bunch of cats outside. They're outside cats. And so she'll put the cat food out. So cats won't starve to death. All right. Well, the cats don't eat all the food. And pretty soon here come the raccoons. And first it was one raccoon and then it was two. And now there's like 8 or 10. And they're getting demanding. They're climbing up on her porch furniture and banging on the door for the food. Hey, you in there. Okay, that's what homeless people are like when you start feeding them. So, mom, it used to be you took the broom and started, you know, acting like you're going to hit them with the broom, and that's what got rid of the raccoons. Now she's figured out the yard blower does a much better job. They hate it. She just turns it on. They run. Anyway, that's what's going on in Norman, and I thought we had gotten rid of that. Oh, well. Summer means lighter clothes, less ability to conceal carry, some tips on what you can do on Firearms Friday. Coming up later in the program and brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Mayor of New York was trying to stick his little finger into the Iranian pool, and it was immediately stopped. Why was he trying to stick his little finger into the Iranian pool? And who stopped him? Coming up, Democrats' true agenda has been revealed, and it's worse than you thought. I shouldn't say Democrats. I should say the ultra-left wing of the Democrat Party that seems to be taking over the Democrat Party. And according to our own Newt Gingrich, we are witnessing the very end of the Democrat Party.
The collapse of the oldest political party in the world. Democratic Party goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson. And what you're seeing right now is that nobody who has common sense has the courage to stand up to people who are objectively crazy. I mean, it's not like they have the wrong ideas or the wrong ideology. They live on a planet that doesn't exist.
They're stupid, in other words. And this plan of theirs is stupid. I'm talking about the Social Democrats. Some idiots in Hollywood still think it's all about diversity, not entertainment. But I don't know about you, I'm starting to see some of them finally wake up and go, oh, maybe we really ought to get back to making really good movies that are entertaining and stop worrying about how many blacks, how many gays, how many trans people are in them. Maybe we ought to stop rewriting the script so that we can shoehorn in a trans person where they don't belong. That later in the program, too. Okay, so let's get started. 405-608-4377. We will with you, my friend. You're number one, and you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Claude again.
Hello, Claude, in Ponca City.
Yes. And I would just make an observation. You know, you talked about AI centers.
Yes, the data centers.
And the complaints,
yeah.
Data centers, mm-hmm. and how the propaganda was coming from China.
Well, you know, I've been talking about it, and then I just heard Dana Lash talk about it. She got into more detail than I ever did, but yeah.
Well, this is a question, something that kick around. Now, I was informed that farmers are selling their land to China, and China is putting up solar panels. They even calling them farms. And so it looks like it's merging in between the farmland and the ranch land. It's beginning squeeze between the two. But it's a question, why would China want to sell their solar panels? They need them themselves for their oil. They're making all these coal burning bills and using fossil fuels, and they pollute air. Why would they be selling solar panels to us?
Well, because first of all, they're manufacturing a lot of solar panels because they don't care about the so-called materials. They mine them. They do whatever they have to do to mine them. They don't care if it kills 20 people to mine them. So they can make solar panels cheaper than anybody else. And if they get them over here and get them working, then they feel they can dominate the solar panel market. So that's what that's all about.
But not only that, though, look at the big picture. They're not only selling them the farms over here. If there's still tariffs involved, did they get? Did the farmers have to sell for the land to buy? Sell out. And then why are we doing business with China anyway? And to me, it looks like it's look at it, how they're even propping out, giving them money. Why are we paying? And so if they are suffering any financial aid, why are we? They did sell that. Well, we went out of money. We did sell these cheap solar panels for our profit. It's something that sort of, if you look at the big picture, wondering why it is done, and look at the broad scheme, why and what seemed to be happening. We are the richest nation, and every communist country even remember the killing fields that you couldn't eat the corn because it was socialist or political, yeah. Creating a food shortage, real or imaginary. But it seemed like we might be played in between the two. Now, we could be using your land for more data centers since we need data centers, but they're taking up that land with the solar panels, and that the farmers are gone.
You realize. Claude, they can easily remove the solar panels and put a data center there.
Yeah.
If they already own it, because they're acquiring the property, and they're falsely acquiring the property. Now, in some cases, they're buying the property, and in some cases, they're entering into a cooperative relationship with the farmer. The farmer's not necessarily selling them the land. He's leasing it to them because the land is not making him any money. Because of whatever reason. Now, in Oklahoma, some of the ranch land is because we've had such a drought, ranching isn't as profitable as it used to be, so we have all this ranch land, and what are we going to do with it? Well, that's where the data centers are coming in, and the same thing with the Texas Panhandle. In some parts of the country, like Louisiana, where they grew a lot of sugar, well, the sugar isn't as profitable as it used to be. And they have fewer sugar mills to mill the sugar. So a lot of sugar farmers are getting out of the business. Well, they have all this land. What are we going to do with this land? Well, the Chinese want to lease it to set up a solar farm, or they want to buy it. Either way, the farmers make.
Is it temporary?
If it's a lease, it is. If they sell it outright, it is.
Droughts don't last forever. Droughts are temporary.
No, but the problem is,
what when we get a good season and we don't have the land?
Correct. That's the danger, and that's also why there should be more.
We have to look beyond,
there needs to be
one season.
There is, and we need more regulations that do not allow foreign entities to own lots of property in the United States. If I went over and wanted to buy property in China, they wouldn't let me do it.
Yeah. I just wondered that. So I just wanted your opinion. It just seems to me, a lot of things need to be more a little bit deeper than, we out of drought. We tell it now.
Yeah, the Chinese.
Farms have been dealing with drought since sense of time again with
good weather. Yeah, with Cain and Abel.
But
yeah.
you just don't give up and say this month, and then next month come, you might have sunshine and lollipops all over the place. And they say, well, get the land back now. Well, too bad. We've been sold it out. We don't have it anymore.
Well, here's what the Chinese were trying to do. They were trying to ride the green energy wave in the United States while Biden was president. Now that that has shifted, and we're going back to petrochemicals as far as petrochemicals being our energy source, those Chinese investments are going to go bankrupt, I think. So all of that was for – a lot of it was for nothing. But
But after solar panels are easy to remove, what about getting rid of the chemicals and everything else that the
oh, they don't care about. Yeah.
But we do. You know, it's going to be on us. All that, all those solar panels can be dumped even if we do remove them. Then look what we're stuck with.
I agree.
You know, and that's a whole lot of fun. But, I mean, you know, people need to go a little bit deeper and a little bit think, a little bit further ahead, a little bit what's the goal, what's the bottom line, why, you know.
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah, so it was nice kicking around with you.
You too, Claude. Have a good weekend. And, you know, I agree they need to do that. But, I mean, if someone backs up a dump truck of money to your farm and it's money you didn't have, it's going to be very easy to say, sure, I'll take that deal, no matter what's going on. Or a lease. Okay, well, here's what a lease does. A lease doesn't back up a dump truck full of cash and dump it in your yard. But what it does do is give you cash flow for several months. So, and then it also gives you the option to do something else with that land if you decide to. Maybe a data center does come along and is interested. I don't know. Dana Lash, though, underscored what I've been saying about this the whole time, about data centers. Okay. And she put it in a different way. She said the future is the future, and there's not a lot you can do about the future becoming the future. You can harness it and make sure that you're not completely hysterical about it. But basically that was my, okay, you can either be on this train or under this train. That's basically what she was saying. That was my version is you can either be on the train or under the train. Data centers are coming. And data centers are coming because artificial intelligence is coming. And we can either be ahead of the technology where we can control it as Americans with free enterprise and free markets, or we can be dominated by the likes of the Chinese. The Chinese would much rather be the dominant ones telling us about it and selling us all of the equipment necessary for the artificial intelligence and then monitoring us with that same artificial intelligence rather than the other way around. So we really do need to go at this with prudence and patience, but we must not be hysterical and just say absolutely not, never, ever, 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 ever. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Nick writes, wow, President Trump just revealed that after he threatened to cut off all trade with Spain yesterday, Spain caved earlier today and cut a check for NATO. That's how it's done. Spain is very generous. You know, I told them I'm going to stop trade, said Donald Trump. What did Spain do? They honored the request with lots of payments. And if they didn't, we wouldn't even talk to them. So, yeah, that's how you get it done, Nick. That's exactly how you get it done. Thanks a lot for writing in to lmatthews@freedom969.com. You can do the same or call 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. We now know more about Trump's change of heart about Iran. That coming up next. One of the things Donald Trump is doing is trying to bring more manufacturing back to the United States itself, and a lot of that is already here. In fact, a lot of that, as far as General Motors is concerned, is already here, like Chevy and the other vehicles that are made right here in the United States and sold right here in Oklahoma from Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, been the trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light, a low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC, not, well, 100 degrees today, over 100 degrees today, yeah, that's important, recalls or safety issues, all at no charge. They also take care of a lot of that during their regular scheduled visits. But they're here right in El Reno when you need them, and a short drive from anywhere in Oklahoma. And El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355. That's Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, the website.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000, or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy Tyler Robinson caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked, and you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
As this representative sits here in this body, representing a regime that has killed tens of thousands of its own people and imprisoned many more simply for wanting freedom from your tyranny.
That is Secretary of the United Nations for the United States, Mike Waltz. Not Tim Waltz, Mike Waltz. After being chided by the ambassador to Iran about being polite. Well, we now know the Iranians were being a little more than polite, a little less than polite during all of these negotiations. And we also know that it was typical Persian rug merchant tactics, as I've explained before. My name is Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You remember some time ago I said, okay, we've got to understand we're dealing with Persian rug merchants, okay? Their job, it's like you're walking through an open-air Persian market, and there might be a vendor over here selling peppers, another one over here selling, I don't know, hookah tobacco, whatever. And then over here selling rugs. And you go over to the rugs and you start looking, and immediately they start haggling with you. And their job is not to sell you a rug. And their job is not to sell you a rug at the best price. Their job is to keep you there distracted while they not only sell you, rip you off when it comes to selling you a rug, but chances are their kids are standing behind you picking your pocket. Well, that's exactly what they were doing with Donald Trump, and I think he found out about it. Israel shared intelligence with the U.S. that Iran created a new plan to assassinate President Donald Trump, according to a report. The plot was shared on Thursday with the U.S. as they were ramping up their military campaign against Iran with strikes on the Straits of Hormuz. Trump also declared the ceasefire with Iran over on Wednesday. The tensions with Iran escalated. Trump had switched his new Qatari-gifted Air Force One jet to his older plane on his way back to the United States from the NATO summit. We now know he did so because the Secret Service suggested it, because the new Qatari plane didn't have as much radar detecting equipment as the newer version. Reports also questioned why they were asked to close the window blinds during part of the flight. Trump suggested the flight was potentially dangerous in response. The journal also reported Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Trump disagreed on how to handle the war in the Middle East. In the past few months, Trump admitted that lashing out now is the best way to handle it rather than continue the negotiations. But this is why they were so eager to negotiate. They were stalling while they were putting their plan to assassinate Trump and others into play. So it's exactly like my Persian rug merchant analysis. They were keeping us talking because as long as we're talking, we're not bombing. And as long as we're talking, they can keep us distracted. And while they are distracting us, they're trying to set up another plot, a different plot. Trump told Fox News senior White House correspondent Peter Ducey that he had left instructions to have Iran obliterated if the regime ever did assassinate him. The comments found new light earlier today after the report out of the Wall Street Journal revealing Israeli officials informed Trump of the new Iranian plot to assassinate him. So that's one of the reasons. I wondered why all of a sudden he went from, yeah, we got a deal, we got a deal. It's going to be, they're begging for a deal, going to be a good deal. I love the deal. They need to take the deal. He went from that to, these people are sick. These people are crazy.
They're liars. They're cheats. They're sick people. They've hurt their people. They killed 54,000 people as of now. They're bad people. And frankly, I don't want to waste my time with them.
Yeah, I don't blame him. So that you know, I don't. What did I tell you? I'm not saying I'm smarter than Trump. I'm not saying I'm smarter than the Secret Service. I'm not saying I'm smarter than CIA and all the other resources we have. I'm just saying, but this is how I see this. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the plan to assassinate Trump and his response to it? Because that, believe me, was what some of this was. Yeah, he got tired of them sending out drones to commerce. But here's the other thing that's happening. And they again, earlier today, the Iranians, we're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. We're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. We've had, like, I think they said this morning, 800 ships have passed through the Strait of Hormuz and have not been harassed in any way. They're not going to close anything. They don't have anything to close it with now. We bombed out all of their drones, and we got rid of all of their Swift boats. And by the way, the price of oil has not gone back up. I believe it was $73 a barrel yesterday, $71 today. So that shows the market has faith in what Trump is doing. And so do the insurance companies that insure all those vessels that are going through the Strait of Hormuz, because they are continuing to say, yeah, go ahead, go, go. Your thoughts, we'll talk about this more coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. They're back in Norman like a pack of hungry raccoons. Homeless tents. I thought we got rid of those. Freedom.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A West Virginia man is the eighth person to be indicted for allegedly plotting an attack on the UFC fight at the White House last month.
Court documents revealed by the Justice Department Thursday show Chandler Scruggs is the latest person to face charges. The 21-year-old was allegedly planning to act as one of the snipers at the event. The foiled plan reportedly involved using drones to distract the crowd while snipers would shoot people as they ran. Five people were arrested the weekend of the event, while another two were apprehended the next week. The indictment charges all eight suspects with conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists, conspiracy to commit murder on federal government territory, and to murder a federal government official. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
If you're house hunting, borrowing costs remain elevated. The average 30-year mortgage rate has climbed to above 6.5%, making affordability a challenge for many prospective homebuyers. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Nothing tests a parent like watching their child suffer from an injury someone else caused. I've sat across from parents who felt guilty, overwhelmed, and completely lost, not knowing what to do next or whether they even had a right to pursue a claim on their child's behalf. Let me be clear, you do. When a child is injured due to someone else's negligence, Oklahoma law provides for important protections. And because children are still developing, injuries that seem minor can have long-term consequences that don't fully show up for years. Cases involving injured children require special care, careful documentation, and a long-term view. Court approval is often required to settle a minor's claim, which is another reason for having the right legal team. Your child deserves someone fighting for their future. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Police in Perry are asking for the public's help locating a missing van from the Wee Maroons daycare. The vehicle is described as a white 2001 four-door van with Oklahoma tag number LRS-792 and a Not Ashamed sticker on the rear bumper. Anyone who has information is asked to contact Perry Police. UConn Public Schools launches a new learning program at Central Elementary this fall called the Central Academy in Learning and Innovation, or CALI. The school within a school model allows students to progress based on mastery rather than age. Students will spend more time outdoors with regular breaks built into the day. More than 100 students have already applied for the program. Attorney General Gendner Drummond invites Oklahoma schools to participate in a free opioid prevention program for middle and high school students. The initiative, known as the Oklahoma Ready Initiative, teaches decision-making, communication, coping skills, and ways to resist opioid and prescription drug misuse. Schools participating will receive training and a stipend to help implement the program, with training sessions scheduled later this month. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most: your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
They're back in Norman like a pack of hungry raccoons. Homeless camps. What happened? I thought they eradicated them all. Coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of sun and clouds, along with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 97. Tomorrow night will be humid with plenty of cloud cover and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Sunday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas during the afternoon, as temperatures climb to a high of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason and Katarina.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the
corner.
People ask, how is it that the Welsh can all sing? I think it's our singy-songy accent, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, people tell me all the time, you sound as though you're singing when you're talking.
That's the late Bonnie Tyler, passed away earlier this week. She was telling me when I had a conversation with her a couple years back about why the Welsh are all good singers. A lot of the best singers in the world come from Wales, whether it's her, whether it's Charlotte Church, Tom Jones is Welsh. And she said it's because of the sing-songy accent. My theory, a little different. Wales has always been a pretty poor country, so there weren't a lot of people who could play instruments, because that costs money. But your voice is an instrument, so everybody would sing. But daddy sing, bass, mama sing. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Bonnie Tyler was one of my favorites. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Love that song. She passed away at the age of 75 earlier today. They didn't say what. She had had some complications. So no telling what from, maybe pneumonia, maybe we'll find out later on. At any rate, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. David writes, Lee, you were talking about Hollywood not getting that it's not about diversity, it's about entertainment. I see that a new movie has just been cast. It's called I Have a Dream, The Life of Martin Luther King, starring Chris Pratt as MLK, Ryan Reynolds as Jesse Jackson, Shakira as President Lyndon Johnson. Can't wait for that to come out. Critics are already abuzz with it not being historically accurate. Yeah. Oh, P.S. Elliot Page will play Al Sharpton. Thank you, David. I love it. 405-608-4377. And let's see. Dean writes, Lee, we're talking about alcohol on campus. What if colleges offered a bus that could drop off and pick up students at local bars? They must show IDs. This way, nobody's rights are infringed upon. Also, the Iranian leadership does not have blue, pun intended, eyes, but brown. When they see U.S. military coming, they say, holy bleep. I love it. I love it. To answer your question about the buses, though, Dean, colleges don't want that liability. What? Nobody on our campus drinks. Just like, oh, our campuses are perfectly safe. Nobody should have to carry a gun on our campus. Our campus has been blessed by Jesus Christ himself. Nobody ever does anything bad on our campus. 405-608-4377 and Lee Matthews, L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Norman's effort to address homelessness has been complicated by state-led cleanup of encampments on state-owned land and the return of people to that area months later. I don't know that Norman's effort to clean up and address homelessness has been complicated by that, because Norman's not doing anything about it. The state is. What dope wrote this story? Anyway, in April, Norman voters approved a controversial $8 million bond to build a new permanent homeless shelter. They don't want shelter. They want crack cocaine. They want heroin. They want fentanyl. The shelter is still about 2 years away, and for months people have been living on state-owned land that Norman police and the city do not have jurisdiction over. Governor Kevin Stitt later launched Operation Safe, the statewide initiative focused on cleaning and clearing homeless encampments from state-owned properties. Norman City Councilman Dave Gansdeberry said the city was caught off guard when the state arrived in Norman. Why? It's state property. Why would it catch you off guard? The state's going to do whatever the state wants to do on that property. After the area was clean, they said that the state left no support for people displaced by the cleanup or for the city to help them. They don't need help. Get off the property. That's as simple as it is. It really is like feeding raccoons, okay? You think the raccoons are hungry, you start feeding them, and then pretty soon they're breaking down your doors. And they won't go away. Why? Well, because there's a food source there. Now, I'll give you one thing about raccoons. Raccoons do care about eating. Raccoons do care about their own safety. Raccoons do care about their own shelter. Most homeless people don't. That's why they're homeless. They don't care what and where and if they eat. They don't care where they sleep. They don't care. All they care about is that next hit. Now, yes, there's a certain percentage of homeless that are down on their luck and they need a hand up. I get it. But most of the homeless that we are seeing in these shanty towns, they're addicts. They don't want shelter. They don't want help because, you know what? There's plenty of help that they could just reach out and get. I've said it before. If I were down on my luck and lost everything, let's say lovely wife and I divorced and she took not just half of everything, but most of everything. And I was barely able to get by, living out of my car maybe. Well, there would be resources for me to go and get something to eat. There would be resources for me to earn a little cash. There would be resources for me to get shelter. All I'd have to do is reach out and get them. Reach out and ask for them. Plenty of them. I wouldn't have to go build a makeshift shelter down by the river. But most of the people who are doing this are people who are addicts of some kind. Alcohol's in there too. I don't know if you've ever had somebody with substance abuse problems in your family. It's very difficult to deal with because you're sitting there watching them spiral down, and the only thing you can do is watch it happen. You really can't help somebody who doesn't want the help. If you force them, they'll go get clean, but then the minute you're not looking, they're breaking into your liquor cabinet, or they're drinking your mouthwash just to get an alcohol high, or they're stealing your money to go buy crack. Because they don't care even about their relationship with you. They don't care. All they care about is that next hit. 405-608-4377. So that's why they're back. They're back because Norman is not doing anything to discourage the bad behavior. If anything, they're encouraging the bad behavior. We're going to build a shelter, and that way, at least when you're high, you can be in the shelter. Yeah. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Hi, you are on the air.
Lou.
What's your name?
I'm Paul from UConn.
Hello, Paul. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I really do. I enjoy your broadcast all the time.
Thank you.
All right. I want to underscore your point with an illustration. We're originally from Southern California. When I was living in San Diego and Escondido, there was a homeless teenager, 20-something-year-old, looking for food. Mm-hmm. And it was right outside a fast food restaurant we were going to go to, and it said, hey, there's a sign on the window. This is about your sandwich. Bought him a sandwich and talked to the employee there. And the more we talked, the more agitated this homeless kid was. He didn't want a job. He wanted food. He wanted money. He wanted nothing to do with cutting his hair or working.
He took off. He knew what was coming next. He was coming next. Okay, you bought him a sandwich, and then next thing, he was going to ask you for money so that he could go get drugs or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that. No, I'd feed him, but I'm not going to give money.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and I know, I had this conversation. I was doing a live broadcast a couple weeks ago, and a young woman came up and said, oh, I like your show, but I don't like some of the things you say about homelessness. I said, okay, well, let's talk about it a minute. Turns out she's a social worker, and she disagreed with me. She says, we need more resources for the homeless. So that's what the problem is. There are not enough places for the homeless to get what they need. And I said, okay, well, how much would be enough? You know, do we need a homeless shelter the size of a Holiday Inn? Do we need a homeless shelter? You know, what on top of all the stuff we have for the homeless, what would be enough? And she couldn't answer the question. She kept diverting the topic to, well, it's just that, you know, these people just need help. But what if they don't want help? That's the problem. You know, what if they don't mind living in a tent under an overpass as long as they can get their hit? Okay?
Oh, yeah, Lee, I agree 1,000%, but you know, and everybody else knows that is a cash cow revenue stream California depends on. They wouldn't give up that for nothing.
Well, I don't want Oklahoma to become dependent upon it. But it sounds like Norman's pretty damn close.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Because the Norman City Council refuses to throw these... They refuse to arrest the homeless and say, all right, or not even arrest. You don't even have to arrest. You can go up to them and say, all right, pack up, leave, or we'll take you to jail. It's your choice.
Yeah.
We'll take you to jail for vagrancy, all right? Now, we won't keep you in jail very long, but pack up, leave, or we'll take you to jail. Now, you might spend the night in jail and then get released the next day, but if you don't leave, we're going to keep you in jail. That's what you have to do. You have to discourage the bad behavior.
Well, exactly, yeah. Is Norman having their own revenue budget problem, or are they trying to go for federal funds?
The Norman City Council is a boiling little cauldron of liberalism in a very, very red state. It's a little blue dot in a big red field.
Oh.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, that answers my question.
Yes.
Okay.
Norman and Tulsa County. The other one is Tulsa County.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Really.
All righty, Paul. Thank you for listening, and glad for your testimony on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Rudy says, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker went on the news and claimed that the AR-15 can fire 60 bullets per second, not per minute, per second. That gun doesn't exist. A real fully automatic M4 runs through 12 to 16 rounds per second. An AK-47 on full auto can do 10. A Glock with an illegal switch is nowhere near 60 rounds per second. And those are already nearly impossible to control. I agree, Rudy. He was speaking in as much hyperbole as he could because he's a Democrat in a Democrat state, and he was appealing to his base. And most of his base have absolutely no idea about guns or gun safety. Along those lines, about 30 minutes from now, you will hear our Firearms Friday feature brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
John from Oklahoma City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you, sir.
Thank you. The homeless thing and the people without job. Listen, man, I raised my family here for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
My son graduated. I worked whenever. Listen, I didn't go five. My record is 5 minutes without a job.
Yeah.
I called a guy. You know, I was in construction, man. I'd get people's phone numbers. Something fell through. We'd finish a job. A lot of guys, sometimes they took vacation. It was feast or famine.
Yeah.
Wintertime, pretty tough. You know, but listen, I drudged through it, saved my money. Didn't do drugs, man. I'll tell you what. I go to food charities. Lord bless the Jesus House down there.
Yeah.
And the food places, man, this is food that's going to go to waste. We got fed. Man, sometimes, we got turkeys on. I'll tell you what. Oklahoma City, there ain't no way anybody should not have a job you don't have to go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, man. Listen, I my car broke down. I took it apart. I was part of mechanic sometimes, but I was stuck on a bolt.
Yeah.
And I had to get a torque wrench and a big head bolt.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have no money. Nobody had no dadgum money. You know, we had a little bit of food stamps. You know, we were kind of poor, but the point is, I went and gave plasma. Then I went to a pawn shop, found the socket I needed for like a dollar.
Yeah.
And something. Anyway, listen, you can do it.
Yeah.
I've been through everything you can think of. I broke down in the out in the middle of the desert, and I put a water pump on my car. You know, I'm not saying everybody could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm blessed with mechanic skills and stuff, but I'm telling you what, man, I raised my family. Family was first. Car was first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vehicle. And I'll tell you what, man.
By the way, if you are down and out, you can live in your car. You can't drive an apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. So even if you are living in your car, at least you have shelter and a means by which you can get to a job.
Well, let's put the car out of that deal, but we always had an apartment. I worked for my family. If you tried, you could think your way through it.
Yeah.
No, you can think. I put a flywheel on the inside because the teeth on the flywheel.
Yeah.
Okay. Broke off on the starter. Okay. On this little front wheel drive car we had, so I took the transmission apart. Then I was stuck on them bolts, you know, just things like that. But if you think through it, I bought a book. You know, you always buy a book for your car.
Yeah.
You do things first when you have money. You buy a book for your car. You know, you buy things. You buy battery cables. You know, me as a young father, we didn't go anywhere. I'm telling you what. I took my family across the United States, and my son was less than a year old. He spent his first birthday here. You know, and I put a new starter and did all this stuff. I put all this stuff on. I did all that stuff, man. You know, you just do. You got to do it as a young man.
Well,
you get in there.
Then, John, the point is that there are resources available. You have to ask for them, but there are resources available. And to sit there and say, well, the reason we have so many homeless encampments is because we don't have enough homeless shelters, is Bravo Sierra. We've got a ton of shelters, and these people don't want shelter. They want their fix. They want their next drink. They want their next hit of heroin or whatever it might be.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Yeah. John, thanks a lot for the call in Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9. And by the way, congratulations for being able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That is what living in a free enterprise society is all about. Everybody has that opportunity. It's a big difference between a benefit and a entitlement. A benefit is something you work for. An entitlement is something the government decides is right for you. One of the big benefits that we all work for is Medicare. And if you were born in 1961, I bet you are getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts, junk mail too. Other than trying to start a fire, don't let them confuse you. Make the call yourself to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and they will walk you through the process in person and make sure you got everything that is coming to you, all of your benefits. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. The best call you can make if you're new to Medicare. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. Yeah, because it's your benefit. You've worked for it. Sorry, it's yours. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000, or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Q97.9
hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
A nonstop wild week of news. It's Eric Erickson. Tune in live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as I navigate you through the headlines, navigate you through the breaking news, give you my thoughts on it and analysis of what's happening, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 across Oklahoma.
Constitution has always carried that kind of weight. So that's why I'm so angry and feel betrayed. And this is why I'm so pissed off. Not because I love the country less, but because I love the idea of America enough to resent seeing it cheapened by this man.
Chuck Todd, if you feel that way, you need to be angry with your fellow Democrats and your fellow Americans, because we all voted for Trump. Trump was voted in fairly. And he was voted in fairly because this is what people wanted. They didn't want what you and your Democrat Party were offering, which, by the way, was nothing. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jeff and Norman, speaking of which.
Hello, Lee. I graduated from OU a little over 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and who I met there at OU, and many of my friends were on work-study, where we had to get jobs to pay our way. We didn't have a student loan. And many of them worked at the Griffin State Hospital. And back then you had inmates.
Yeah.
They actually stayed there on that. So they would have jobs where they would just make sure they got their meds and things like that.
Right. And that's the key. The key was they had to have their meds. And then in the 60s, they decided, oh, that's not fair. They can go and take their meds on their own. And if they don't want to take their meds, well, then that's their problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And later on, I had a job in downtown Oklahoma City at the county office building, and a lot of the homeless were going through that area. And I visited with the sheriffs, and they said, well, they aren't, a lot of them quite aren't all there.
Yeah.
They need help. And they actually go on a routine. There's certain routes that they go every day, and they travel, and they know where to go for breakfast, lunch, dinner, clothes, things of that nature. And all of a sudden, I work in real estate now, and I travel through five counties. But in Norman, I noticed the other for a while that several of the people I used to see in downtown Oklahoma City are now here in Norman walking around. And I talked, and I said, well, probably what happened is they got picked up by the police and decided, oh, we need to take them out for a psych evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So they would take them to Norman and drop them off, and therefore they're out of Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Now, Norman doesn't hold them like they used to watch them. Instead, they do like we talk about. You give them their daily meds, they come in and they get them, and they travel. And therefore, we do have a crime problem where they arrest a lot of people at the Walmart on 12th Street, or you go up and down Porter between the Salvation Army and Griffin, and there's a lot of times there's police activity with homeless people in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of the homeless we've got, we can't get rid of because they got to be here to do that. But I don't know what the solution is.
No, I mean, but to me, the solution is not that we don't have any resources. We have plenty of resources. Okay.
Oh yeah.
It's just a lack of utilization of those resources. And you can't make someone who has schizophrenia and doesn't want to take their medicines, you can't make them take their medicines. Nor can you commit them unless they are a harm to themselves or somebody else. And that's as simple as it is. Yeah.
Right.
And that's that.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Police investigating a stabbing that occurred in southwest Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A massive federal investigation is rocking the soccer world in South Florida.
The FBI's Miami field office has launched a fraud and money laundering probe into the Argentine Football Association, the very federation behind Lionel Messi's national squad. Federal agents are tracing over $300 million reportedly in commercial revenue funneled through a network based in Aventura. While Messi himself is not accused of any wrongdoing, agents have already interviewed local marketing witnesses to trace the cash. No formal charges have been filed, but it is sending major
shockwaves through the tournament. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
A bid by Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson to force the General Assembly to pass a millionaire's tax by putting an advisory referendum on the Chicago ballot is shot down. Perry Williams has more.
The referendum would ask voters what they think about the city imposing a 3% millionaire tax, but the City Council Rules Committee determined that the proposed advisory referendum doesn't qualify as an emergency measure as required. The mayor's office released a statement saying some council members choose to sic debt collectors on working Chicagoans instead of taxing the largest corporations.
It was standing room only in a town hall meeting last night in Boyle Heights in Los Angeles as residents faced off with officials over the Lineage warehouse fire.
Residents and protesters packed into a meeting to hear what Lineage officials are doing about what's left behind from the warehouse fire June 17th.
I understand the uncertainty, the frustration, and the disruption that it's caused. And I am sorry.
That was Jeff Rivera, the chief operating officer of Lineage. Officials were greeted with boos and heckles, but they say they're working to clean up the mess. Mayor Karen Bass has given Lineage to August 13th to empty the warehouse of 85 million pounds of rotting food. The company is now offering housing vouchers, air purifiers, and help with groceries and utility bills for those impacted. I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are, or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Police in Huntington Beach, California.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police are investigating a stabbing in southwest Oklahoma City after officers responded around 2 a.m. Thursday near Reno and Meridian and found one person suffering from stab wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital, but their condition hasn't been currently released. Investigators haven't said what led to the incident, and no arrest have been announced as the investigation continues. A man accused of several thefts and burglaries across the metro area is back in custody once again. Investigators say 47-year-old David Shane Ellis is linked to stolen UTVs across Cleveland County and break-ins in the Hare area as well. Authorities later found him driving one of the stolen vehicles, and he now faces complaints including grand larceny and burglary. Victims say they're relieved he's been arrested. Well, Oklahoma schools continue adjusting to a new state law that requires 40 minutes of daily recess for elementary students. The law doubles the previous requirement and prohibits schools from taking away recess as a punishment. Districts say they support more outdoor time but are working to preserve classroom instruction as well. School leaders say final plans are still being developed. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Summer means lighter clothes and less ability to conceal carry. Some tips coming your way on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports and part of The Drive, which continues in 30 seconds. I'm Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of sun and clouds, along with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 97. Tomorrow night will be humid with plenty of clouds. cloud cover and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Sunday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas during the afternoon as temperatures climb to a high of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
See, I can step tomorrow onto the deck of a 747.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
It does not mean that I am the pilot of that plane and I'm qualified to fly it.
Not last week.
By the way, the vice president can't understand what you're protesting about.
Not yesterday.
If you don't speak the language of everybody else here.
Keep up with what's happening.
It's time for Democrats to talk the S word.
Now,
schism.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
It must be weird to hate nice things because people you hate like the nice thing.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Yeah, Greg Gutfeld just a minute ago there saying it must be weird to hate nice things just because the people you hate like the nice things. Like the Senate. Yeah, the Socialist Democrat wing of the Democrat Party, one of their items, one of the things they want to do, is get rid of the Senate. There's more nonsense along those lines, too, coming up. And now do you understand what I'm saying? When I say this is not a national movement, this is not some sort of sweeping trend across the United States, George Soros funding some sort of communist takeover of the United States, because none of these policies are going to fly in middle America. They may fly in downtown New York where, yeah, go get them, go get them. But they're not going to fly in the rest of the United States. Anyway. I got that coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Summer means lighter clothes and less ability to conceal carry. Got some tips coming from Firearms Friday later this hour, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. We know more about Trump's change of heart about Iran and why. While they were keeping us busy talking, they were plotting to kill Trump. Trump, by the way, has already written out a solid plan that he wants the vice president to fulfill if something happens to him. Oh, and it involves wiping out Iran. Norman, they're back in Norman, like a pack of hungry raccoons, homelessness. So that started another homeless conversation here on Freedom 96.9. I contend, and I still contend, it is not for lack of resources that we have a homeless problem. We have plenty of resources. It isn't because we have a lack of shelters. It is because, and especially in Norman, the bad behavior is being encouraged. If every single encounter we had with a homeless person and a police officer was, okay, you've got a choice. I can take you to the shelter, I can take you to jail, or you can pack up and leave on your own accord. We wouldn't have a homeless problem. I promise you, we wouldn't. But instead, in cities like Norman,
they just need to be fed. They're hungry. We should be feeding them. Oh, they just want shelter. We'll need to build shelters. That's what we'll do.
Then you're encouraging the bad behavior. Yes, some of them are people who are down and out and on their luck. You know what? Most of those people are going to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, and they are going to ask for help. Some are mentally ill and have schizophrenia and refuse to take their meds, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do. You're not going to be able to make them take their meds. The rest are addicts, and they don't care where they sleep. They don't care what they eat. Either they're addicts or they're just plumb the type of people that are lazy. And we've always had those in society. They don't want to work. Why work when you can go from place to place and get free stuff? And especially if you don't care what that free stuff is. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. The Strait of Hormuz is not closed.
All day today and all day yesterday, the Iranians have been threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz again, and all it's been is a bunch of blunder. Nobody's listening anymore. Not the market, not the insurance industry, not the ships that are trying to go through the Strait of Hormuz. Nobody is listening to Iran anymore. And very soon, it won't even matter. And I'll tell you why, coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Happened yesterday, a court ordered State Farm to produce more documentation in the lawsuit against it for not paying out claims for hail and wind damage. It's not that I want to see the insurance companies suffer, but I do want someone holding them accountable. Because thus far, the only one that I know of that's been able to hold insurance companies accountable has been people like McRoof, my good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof. Because Scott McCollum sees what damage looks like firsthand, knows what long-term neglect of damage from hail and wind can do to a roof and to a house, and also knows that it depreciates over time. So you may as well fix it right the first time, which they do. And then when you tell the insurance company, look, we're doing it this way because we're fixing it right, so you won't have to pay out again later on. The insurance company goes, oh, I didn't know. So keep the number handy to McRoof.us, 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Hey, Oklahoma, come celebrate 100 years of Route 66 and the Main Street Mural Tour with local artist at Airflow Technologies and Main Street of Yukon Saturday, July 18th, 10 to 2. Cruise on over to 315 West Main in Yukon for burgers from Big Daddy's Burger Shack, a bounce house for the kids, your chance to dunk your favorite Airflow employee, and yes, even the fancy restrooms. It's fun for the whole family, so mark your calendar and celebrate Route 66 with Airflow Technologies right on the Mother Road, 315 West Main in Yukon Saturday, July 18th.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy skies, a low of 75 tonight. Sunny, a 40% chance of rain tomorrow and a high of 94. Tomorrow night, 60% chance of rain and a high of 71. Sunday, 20% chance of lingering showers and a high of 89. Monday, sunny and a high of 91. It's 97 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Iran's latest attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz sent oil prices a little higher, but they didn't stay high. They immediately began to fall when it became apparent that their attacks weren't going to go anywhere. It was down to $71 a barrel. I think the sweet spot for the industry is between 70 and 73. That's just cheap enough to keep gas prices low, just cheap enough, or just expensive enough for oil exploration to continue in the United States. At any rate, growing oil production, alternative export routes, and new shipping patterns – are actually very soon going to make the Strait of Hormuz obsolete and any ability to weaponize it completely weakened. Iran's latest attack on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz is a good example. On the face, it looks as though it's a major test of Iran's renewed attacks. But the Energy Information Administration in recent days forecasts worldwide crude production trade flows will rebound to near pre-conflict levels, if not better, by the end of the year, with the previously shut-in production returning during the first quarter of 2027. The agency expects increased global production to lower crude oil and gasoline prices in the months ahead. The forecast comes as OPEC continues increasing production, Gulf producers restored output, and exporters rely more heavily on infrastructure that allows crude to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. Very soon, there will be a pipeline running around the point of Oman, which is where the Strait of Hormuz takes place. The developments don't eliminate Iran's ability to move markets, but they're going to make it a lot harder for Iran to use oil prices as a way to pressure the United States. And the oil market isn't the only thing that has changed. The conflict also accelerated a shift in that was already underway. Gulf producers increasingly rely on infrastructure built over the past decade to move crude without depending entirely on the Strait of Hormuz. Saudi Arabia can divert exports through its east-west pipeline to the Red Sea. The United Arab Emirates is expanding its export capacity through Fujairah on the Gulf of Oman, allowing millions of barrels of crude to bypass the narrow waterway altogether. Sorry, Iran. Three strikes, and you're out. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Kurt writes, Lee, one of my favorite quotes from Ronald Reagan, sometimes when I'm faced with an unbeliever, an atheist, I'm tempted to invite him to the greatest gourmet dinner that one could ever serve. And when we finish eating the magnificent dinner, ask him if he believes there's a cook. I like it, Kurt. I like it. Quite honestly, though, I had this conversation with my nephew, and he said, you know, Uncle Lee, I hope you don't mind, but you know, I'm not really a big believer. I said, well, no, I kind of figured that out. I never see you go to church, and I also never see you ask about any of it. And then he said, well, I've just had so much science. I just believe that the answer is always science. I said, okay, well, you know, the answer probably to God is science. I think God gave us science as a gift with which we can work our way through some of his miracles and will. Yeah, but it's, you know, and it's not that I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist, but I believe that there's a possibility that there is some higher power. I don't know what that is. Okay, well, first of all, then you're not an atheist. If you believe that there's the possibility that there is some sort of supreme force or being, you are an agnostic. You are not an atheist. An atheist believes we all came out of nothing. And to me, those are the ones with the greatest amount of faith. To think that, and even when you look at it from a statistical point of view or from a probability standpoint, and maybe it's because I've had some probability classes and I know how all this works, but the probability that you and I are here together at this moment in the entire workings of the universe from the Big Bang until now, the probability that you and I are here at this moment talking about this right now, sharing the same air, enjoying being related to each other, to think that that is an accident, a cosmic win of the lottery, takes a lot of faith, if you ask me. That takes a lot of faith to not believe that, wait, there's something else going on here other than just chance.
Kurt, thanks a lot. If you want to send an email, lmatthews@freedom969.com, 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Summer means lighter clothes, short pants, and less ability to conceal carry. We've got some tips for you, though, on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, and it's next on Freedom 96.9. I used to work at a company that was like this, and that's the big mistake that a lot of companies are making these days. Relationships matter, and they seem to be forgetting that. And a lot of the big companies that have swallowed up auto dealerships throughout the Oklahoma City metro don't realize that either. But the smaller town dealerships still do, like Frontier Auto Group. They know relationships matter because they're in a small town. If they do you wrong, they know word will get around really quick, and their business will be ruined. That's maybe why they've been in business since 1936. Frontier Auto Group has been a trusted franchise dealer, and they want to help continue that support with the community and the relationship with the community. So they're offering to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, air conditioning needs a charge or at least a checkup, recalls and safety issues, all at no charge. Give them a call, 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group. They still believe in relationships, old-fashioned relationships. And the more companies realize that, the more they will succeed. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Hope it's a great weekend. Coming up on your Monday morning, a huge turnout to honor four young people killed by an alleged drunk driver. We'll recap the El Reno Strong Poker Run, plus the news you may have missed over the weekend, your calls and comments, and your dad joke of the day. It all starts at 7 a.m. on Monday on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy, low of 75, sunny, 40% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 94. Tomorrow night, 60% chance of rain and a low of 71. Into Sunday, 20% chance of morning showers giving way to a high of 89. Monday, sunny and a high of 91. It is 97 right now at Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews. It is Friday, therefore, time for Firearms Friday. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, along with my good friend and coach, David the Marine.
I see your war face. You got a war face?
Triple digits temperatures this week, David, so that means while you're out at the range, things can get pretty warm. Not just out at the range, when you're carrying. I mean, you're wearing less clothing, it's a little harder to carry, so you might need to go to a pocket pistol, and drawing from that pocket can be a challenge.
A lot of people don't practice, and they should. There's a way to get it out of the pocket, there's a way to stage the gun, and you need to practice it. You don't want your first draw from the pocket with a loaded gun to be when somebody's trying to kill you. You want to practice beforehand. And to get ready for that, make sure you practice a couple hundred or thousand times with an empty gun. Don't load that gun yet. And make sure your finger doesn't get on the trigger until you're pointing out towards the target. All kinds of little things you got to be aware of. Do it with an unloaded gun first, and then when you go loaded, go slow. Make sure you're checking all the boxes all the way through, and learn how to draw from the pocket.
And that's one of those things you probably can do in your backyard, along with dry fire practice, so you don't necessarily have to be at the range to do it.
Not to practice. There's all kinds of opportunities to do that. And it's what I don't want to spend, 4 hours a day practicing. Well, spend 5 minutes. It doesn't take that long. But make sure the gun is empty. Triple check it. Have somebody else triple check it. Make sure your ammo is not in the same room as you are. And practice. And when you're done practicing, you're done. You don't, well, one more. And they, blow a hole through the window. I remember now. I loaded it. When you're done, you're done. So leave it alone and walk away.
Have a look at the demonstration that we've got in the video blog, and that's available on the X profile and Facebook as well as freedom969.com. The pocket draw. And David, what about a tactical tip of the week?
Get in shape. If you are one of these guys on these gun channel people on YouTube, like 400 pounds, and they're showing you their latest acquisition, I'm ready for the apocalypse now, and they're shooting it, and they can't run 20 feet without taking two breaks. They're fooling themselves. If you have all these guns and you take all these classes, but you can't walk, 10, 20 feet without breathing hard, you're just fooling yourself. You need to get in shape, and that's your tactical tip of the week.
Yeah, it also helps with steadying your aim, something that you go over quite a bit in your classes.
Oh, yeah, and I've had people who have physical infirmities. We find what works best for them. The only way to do that, really, is to get with somebody who knows what they're doing. Find out how at OKCFarmTraining.com, OKC's Farm Training on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
Mike Russ, General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports. Springfield Armory is a name that is synonymous with quality when it comes to firearms.
We've got the Springfield Armory Hellcat in flat dark earth color. That's a 9mm pocket pistol, 3-inch barrel, 11-round magazine, a 13-round magazine, all for $529.99 all month long.
I notice a lot of 22s coming out now, I guess because people have figured out it's inexpensive to shoot.
HK has the G36 rifle, Lee. It looks like a G36 military-style rifle, except it's 22. So it's got that cool factor, but yet it's affordable to shoot a lot. It's also $529.99 all month long.
And it doesn't matter what size your collection is, you need to keep it safe.
We've got a super special this month on select Liberty and Browning safes, 15% off.
And we can't forget that next week, Friday and Saturday, is the big H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo. Lots of great deals and factory reps to answer all of your questions. Who brings you Firearms Friday? On Freedom 96.9.
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Ha! Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
Mayor of New York is trying to insert himself into the talks with Iran. Why is that? And I will tell you how it stopped. Democrats' true agenda has been revealed. And when I give it to you, you're going to realize it is worse than you thought. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, and L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Glenn writes, Lee, let's be completely honest about what just happened with Graham Plattner. The Democrat establishment didn't care about his morals. They didn't care about the world found out about his Nazi chest tattoo or the allegations against him. High-profile progressives stood right next to him and nodded along because he polled well, and then they thought he could win. The absolute second the polling dropped, they tossed him away, and that's where all the money went. Republicans stopped listening to people, but the Democrats try to engineer people. And if you are a tool for that machine, enjoy it while it lasts. Glenn?
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. European regulators say Meta may have violated digital services rules over what they describe as addictive features on Facebook and Instagram. The company says it's reviewing the findings. Dr. Mehmet Oz says GLP-1 weight loss drugs can help some Americans improve their health and may reduce chronic disease costs when paired with healthy lifestyle changes. A World Cup hookup boom. Natalie Rodriguez reports.
A new study by DatingAdvice.com proves the World Cup is officially a jackpot for local singles. Dating app use has surged a massive 47% across U.S. host cities. We officially rank number 3 in the nation for tournament hookups, right behind Kansas City and Houston. The biggest data takeaway for the 305, Miami singles overwhelmingly confess that a visitor's foreign accent is their absolute ultimate turn-on.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Nothing tests a parent like watching their child suffer from an injury someone else caused. I've sat across from parents who felt guilty, overwhelmed, and completely lost, not knowing what to do next or whether they even had a right to pursue a claim on their child's behalf. Let me be clear, you do. When a child is injured due to someone else's negligence, Oklahoma law provides for important protections. And because children are still developing, injuries that seem minor can have long-term consequences that don't fully show up for years. Cases involving injured children require special care, careful documentation, and a long-term view. Court approval is often required to settle a minor's claim, which is another reason for having the right legal team. Your child deserves someone fighting for their future. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police are investigating a stabbing in southwest Oklahoma City after officers responded around 2 a.m. Thursday near Reno and Meridian and found one person suffering from stab wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital, but their condition hasn't been currently released. Investigators haven't said what led to the incident, and no arrests have been announced as the investigation continues. A man accused of several thefts and burglaries across the metro area is back in custody once again. Investigators say 47-year-old David Shane Ellis is linked to stolen UTVs across Cleveland County and break-ins in the Hare area as well. Authorities later found him driving one of the stolen vehicles, and he now faces complaints including grand larceny and burglary. Victims say they're relieved he's been arrested. Well, Oklahoma schools continue adjusting to a new state law that requires 40 minutes of daily recess for elementary students. The law doubles the previous requirement and prohibits schools from taking away recess as a punishment. Districts say they support more outdoor time but are working to preserve classroom instruction as well. School leaders say final plans are still being developed. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Mayor of New York was trying to interfere in the talks with Iran. I'll tell you how he was trying to interfere, and I'll tell you what stopped it. Coming up on The Drive, it's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of sun and clouds, along with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 97. Tomorrow night will be humid with plenty of cloud cover and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Sunday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas during the afternoon as temperatures climb to a high of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
Lee Matthews and The Drive, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. What do you think about Trump's change of heart about Iran? It seems to have been somewhat motivated by the fact that he learned that there was a direct plot to assassinate him. While the negotiations were going on with Iran, the Iranians were planning to assassinate Trump. That is why, when he was on his way back from the NATO conference, he changed planes. He changed planes to one that was to a plane that was a little it had more safety equipment on it, because the newer version of Air Force One doesn't have all the toys on it yet that it really needs. So I wondered what was going on there. I wondered why he had such a change of heart as quickly as he did. He went from, we're getting a deal, we're getting a deal, we're getting a deal, to,
they're liars, they're cheats, they're sick people, they've hurt their people, they killed 54,000 people as of now. They're bad people. And frankly, I don't want to waste my time with them.
I don't blame him. And I bet you don't either. They're back in Norman, and that is the pack of hungry raccoons known as the homeless people and the homeless camps. Once again, Norman doing very little. Not that they can, because the camps are on state property. The state got rid of them, and the state has not hung around to make sure that they don't come back. I'll tell you what Norman has done: continued to tolerate the behavior and even encourage the behavior, which is why it's continuing and getting worse. Summer means lighter clothes and less ability to conceal carry, so that's what we talked about on Firearms Friday. The video blog for the week is posted at freedom969.com, my Facebook and X profiles as well. So check it out. Have a look at the video blog. It's brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Gabe writes, Lee, did you know a decade ago Denver had 35% of its commercial real estate occupied by energy companies? Yes, I did, Gabe. I didn't know it was 35%. I thought it was more than that, because that's why my sister and brother-in-law lived there. They were geologists, and they worked for those. One worked for Western Oil, and the other one worked for a smaller company that no longer exists. Gabe goes on to say, today that number is 7%, but it doesn't stop there. The Wall Street Journal just published a story saying downtown Denver is the most vacant of any major city in the United States. So why is that? Look no further than the far-left socialist agenda that Denver Democrats have used to chase out production, small business, big corporations, and hardworking families alike. I know. It used to be called 6th Street, the 6th Street Mall. And it was right there in the middle of the energy sector. Large, huge skyscraper buildings filled with energy companies, and tons of places to shop, to dine, to enjoy yourself. Now, it's a ghost town and a homeless encampment. He goes on to say, the statewide policies have already ruined Colorado. Just imagine how much worse it'll be if they get elected and sent to Washington. Well, Gabe, that's one of the reasons my sister and brother-in-law are leaving Colorado. Colorado is one of the most beautiful states with the most fun things to do. I mean, in the summer, there's tons of hiking, rafting, mountain biking, golf. In the winter, there's snow skiing, snowmobiling. There's always something to do in Colorado. Everybody loves Colorado when they go. Everybody likes to go back to Colorado. Now, because so many people from California have, well, California's too expensive, let's move to Colorado. And they brought their sensibilities with them. And they're taking what was a red state and they're turning it completely into a blue state. And they've started with downtown Denver. And that communist that won the primary the other night, was it this Tuesday or last? I don't remember. She probably will go on to win the main election because her representative district is most of downtown Denver. And it's mostly homeless people. And all she has to do is say, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you that. It's going to be free. You're not going to have to pay for it. Meanwhile, the entire state of Colorado continues to deteriorate. And my sister and brother-in-law, it's not because they lost their jobs. Believe me, they have been out of their work line for about 10 years now. They loved living in Colorado. They didn't want to move. But now it's gotten to the point where every time they go hiking, there are so many people littering and so many people who don't know the etiquette of hiking. They can't go snow skiing because it's so crowded. You have to get up real early to get there in time, and you don't want to stay past lunchtime because it gets too crowded. Or there's a traffic jam on the way back. They said they've just had it. This isn't the Colorado we've lived in for the past 30 years. 405-608-4377. I know all about it, Gabe. I sure do. And I just hope it. You know what? It makes me thankful that as much as we have in Oklahoma, I'm glad we don't have a lot of those types of activities to attract the liberal elite to then come move in and bring their stupid sensibilities with them. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Someone like Mondami. Trying to stick his nose in the Iran situation. That's coming up next on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So last night we are at dinner, and not my favorite. The lovely wife wanted to celebrate her birthday at a sushi place, and that's not my favorite. But I acquiesced. There's some grenades you throw yourself upon to bear their terrible brunt in the name of connubial bliss. That's the key to a happy marriage, at any rate. So anyway, we're talking over dinner, and we're waiting for our raw fish. And lovely wife says, you know, it's not going to be that long before I get to sign it for Medicare. And I said, yeah, it won't be that long, as though she's really counting the minutes until it happens. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of the phone calls and the email and the texts, just like the lovely wife is. And don't let it confuse you. Make life easy with a phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Even though the lovely wife's a couple years off, she's going to call Eunice Corey and talk things over with her just so she can be prepared. That's the kind of person lovely wife is, prepared. And Well-Preserved Advisory Group will make sure you are prepared. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Partly cloudy skies. A low tonight of 75. Sunny tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, high of 94. Tomorrow night, 60% chance of rain and a low of 71. Sunday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of morning rain, giving way to a high of 89. Monday, sunny and a high of 91. It's 97 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Platinum Black in Oklahoma City. Hi there.
Hey, what's going on, Lee?
Guns for everybody.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Ammo for everybody.
Yeah.
I think that we need to make a reply. Like when they say God is good, and people say all the time,
yeah,
it's like guns for everybody.
Yes.
Ammo too.
Ammo too. There you go. I like it. I like it. Yeah.
So what I'm calling about is, like, I don't know if you heard or whatever, and you can kind of fill me in on if you're learned about this situation. But on the Caitlin Clark thing, when the young lady, the WNBA woman fell on her neck or whatever, I read an article partially early this morning. It's an old article in reference to the Republican Party has a RCP or something organization like that that now wants to possibly file charges or have the DOJ look into this for violence in the workplace. Have you read that?
I have not read that, but they can try all they want. They're not going to, because the WNBA has already disciplined the player.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, it's like, that's an overreach. It's like,
oh, yeah,
are the Republicans at a point now where we're going to nitpick everything? But I do, and let me preface that with this. I do like the fact that Trump's personal business is prospering from being able to, not insider, investing or whatever, but whatever the Dems were doing, making money, Nancy Pelosi, and I'll use her because she's been in the news lately with that making money ordeal. Oh, it's not me investing, it's my portfolio being invested by other people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that Trump has got some people that are investing the same way that her people are investing her money. But can we get a little bit of that to trickle down to the American citizen? You know, we need those investments too, especially disabled veterans.
I think when I look at how well the stock market is doing, and when I look at how well people who have 401ks and IRAs are doing, and when I look at how much business is being created, and I mean, there was a report out earlier this week, even when you look at small business just in Oklahoma, I mean, these are businesses that are not affiliated with a big corporation. These are small businesses. They are up 61% year over year. So business is being created and business is prospering any way you look at it. If you ask me, it is trickling down.
Yeah. And now, question, are we up against a long segment or short?
I got a couple minutes left, yeah.
Okay, let's delve into this. Proposition or whatever, Bill 832.
Okay.
Okay, now, I know you're a learned individual about this. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In order for small municipalities and large, in order to drive the all the entities that they fund, some sales tax revenue from businesses, especially small businesses, are good. Because if we look at, and I don't want to use, let's look at the Sam Adams of grocery stores,
yeah,
okay, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those corporations, they get big tax breaks and this, that, and the other. So taxation is not really too much. Grocery sales tax, okay, maybe. But then when you're talking about, you got automated machines, okay, they're not paying employees like they used to. Now, we looked at those entities to help drive our high school students, sophomores,
and up in order to get into the job market and start making money, learning more social skills and economic money budgeting and development. Okay, we need small businesses to flourish, like you say, up 61%. We need to push that just a little bit more with incentives for individuals to own more small businesses. I believe the tax base is run and actually does a city and municipality greater when we have small tax dollars from businesses, if I'm not, you know, wrong in my assessment.
Well, I mean, you're the 832, I mean, it's a moot point because it did not get voted through in the June election. But that was going to raise the the minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next 3 years. And then it was going to raise the minimum wage based on a national average thereafter. You're not wrong in that, okay, if people are getting paid more, they're going to pay more taxes. You're not wrong about that. And that, and the argument from me was not that we don't necessarily, I wasn't saying we shouldn't raise the minimum wage. I didn't want it raised based upon a national average. I wanted it raised based upon an Oklahoma average, which it wasn't going to be. It was going to be based on the average of New York, California. We're all going to be thrown into that average. And it was going to be much higher than I think any small business could support. So,
okay, exactly. To cut you off, but I need to jump in here. Okay, so if in fact we have small businesses that have to raise their minimum wage, right, to an inappropriate level that they can't afford based upon their revenue, okay, so now you have to lay off employees. So for the small municipalities and large, depending upon what their net profit is after, you know, all deductions and so forth, paying into Social Security and state taxes, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it, in my opinion, it would hurt small businesses more and corporations would benefit because
they wouldn't
have any.
No, you're spot on about that. You're spot on about that. Yeah, you're spot on about that. Because
I thought I wasn't tripping.
Yeah, no, the bigger corporations, the Walmarts of the world, the Costco's and the Sam's Clubs of the world, they would have no problem absorbing that. They would just not hire as many people. They would automate more, and that would take care of that. Yeah, but the small businesses would not be able to hire people and would not be, and many of them would go out of business. And here's the other thing. Platinum Black, it was going to affect the farmers because the farmers have to have seasonal part-time work to harvest their crop. They don't keep all these people on salary all year round, so they hire a bunch of people when it comes time to harvest, but when they start harvesting, it's 24/7. So they were going to have to not only hire all these people at $15-plus dollars an hour, they were going to have to pay them overtime for the 6 or 8 weeks they have them working 24/7.
Yeah. You know, I agree. And again, like I said, you know, with what we're looking at here in Oklahoma, I am a Oklahoma first individual. Yeah. At the same time, what the feds do is what the feds do. My disposition is to get Oklahoma undrunkard on federal dollars.
Yes.
I'll say that again, undrunkard on federal dollars.
And some of that, I think some of that, too, is overtaxation when it comes to property taxes. But we'll save that argument for another time. I do have to go now, Platinum Black. But you are spot on in your assessment of what 832 would have done. Again, it did not pass. I was delightfully surprised it did not pass because it was an initiative that was coming from outside of Oklahoma. It was not being put on by Oklahomans for Oklahomans. It's part of a nationwide initiative to socialize and to raise minimum wage. Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. A lot of things in life are always rewarded. Kindness is always rewarded in one way or another, maybe indirectly, maybe down the road, wherever it may be. Hard work is always rewarded. And when you work hard for what you've got, you want to hang on to it. There's nothing sinful or wrong about that. The sin is loving money, not having it. The sin is misering, and especially your spirit, not making lots of money. Okay, now, even if you haven't made a lot of money, Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital can help you keep it and help it grow.
And if you hear his Bull and Bear show, like you'll hear tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9, he'll tell you all about it. Or you can just call him in person, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, the website, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany. Keep what you work so hard to maintain and to hang on to with the help of McGuire Capital, McGuireCap.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy Tyler Robinson caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked, and you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather, the forecast, partly cloudy, low 75. Sunny, 40% chance of rain tomorrow, high 94. 60% chance of rain tomorrow night, low of 71. Sunday, 20% chance of lingering showers in the morning, giving way to a high of 89. Monday, sunny and a high of 91. It's 97 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. A senior official with the New York City Mayor Zoran Mandami's administration planned to meet with Iran's ambassador to the United Nations before the State Department reportedly intervened. The meeting was canceled. Commissioner Anna Marie Archila, leader of the Mandami administration's Office of International Affairs, was scheduled to meet with Iran's permanent representative to the United Nations, Amir Saeed Erivani, back on Tuesday. The U.S. official, familiar with the matter, confirmed that the meeting was to be scheduled. The State Department did not immediately respond to Fox Digital's request for comment. The reported intervention marks the second known instance in recent weeks in which the Trump administration has stepped in over Mandami's administration contacts with foreign leaders, highlighting a growing federal scrutiny of New York's international outreach under the socialist mayor. No, as mayor of New York, you cannot supersede our State Department. As mayor of New York, I don't care if you do have an international relations board, you may not supersede American foreign policy in any way. Sorry, nice try, but you do not collect $200. You do not pass go. We'll see if there's going to be a third time that this happens. For Mandami, overstepping what he is allowed to do and not allowed to do. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. OKC firefighters rescued and revived a dog during a recent house fire. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Americans are losing faith in capitalism and democracy.
A new Wall Street Journal NORC poll finds that just under half of Americans say capitalism is working very well or somewhat well, down from 60% a decade ago. Just 35% are fairly sure that the country offers the opportunity for good jobs and the American dream. There's even less confidence in our system of government. Just 12% say democracy is working very well or extremely well. More than two-thirds feel that the U.S. is in decline. Younger Americans were more likely to express pessimism than older Americans. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A new law in South Carolina will allow utility terrain vehicle owners to drive their vehicles on public roads starting November 18th.
UTVs are different from ATVs and are more powerful, resembling cars rather than recreational vehicles. The law requires UTV drivers to be at least 17 years old with a valid South Carolina driver's license. UTVs must also have headlights, brake lights, turn signals, and seatbelts for all occupants. WJBF reports that the vehicles can be operated on public roads with speed limits under 55 miles per hour within a 10-mile radius of the driver's residence. Retailers do expect an increase in UTV sales due to the new law. I'm Katie Gray.
Authorities in Pennsylvania have arrested a man who was yelling because he couldn't find his lighter.
A property owner in the northern town of Wysox, Pennsylvania, called police last month to press charges against a man who was living under a water tower for several weeks and had been yelling for help. Police found 54-year-old Floyd Douglas living in a makeshift home with a bed, a self-made latrine, and a small bag of marijuana. Douglas said he was yelling because he couldn't find his lighter. He's now in the county jail and has a hearing next week. I'm Michael Kastner.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Over.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Police in Tulsa have charged a man in the deaths of his grandparents at a senior living complex. 48-year-old Jeffrey Garwood was identified through surveillance video after 93-year-old Richard Garwood and 93-year-old Catherine Garwood were found dead in their apartment July 3rd. Police tracked him through license plate reader tech before he crashed his vehicle on I-244. Garwood confessed to stabbing his grandparents after confronted and now faces two counts of first-degree murder. Firefighters rescued and revived a dog during a house fire yesterday morning in Oklahoma City. Crews responded to the home and kept the fire contained to the attic, with investigators saying the blaze began when an oily rag used to clean a grill ignited in a trash can. Fire officials remind residents to properly dispose of oily rags to prevent spontaneous combustion. Oklahoma County prosecutors say they're filing significantly more aggravated DUI cases under a recently expanded state law. The updated statute includes offenses such as causing crashes, fleeing police, speeding in school zones, and driving drunk with children in the vehicle. Prosecutors filed 112 aggravated DUI charges in June compared to just 3 during the same month last year. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Democrats' true agenda has been revealed, and it's worse than we thought. I'll tell you what's on that agenda coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of sun and clouds, along with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 97. Tomorrow night will be humid with plenty of cloud cover and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Sunday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas during the afternoon, as temperatures climb to a high of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
At the new 96.9, we're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Ponca City to Hinton, from Stillwater to Tuttle, and from Blanchard to Perry. More power means more towns in Oklahoma stay informed about the issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And congratulations, you have made it to the end of the week. Your weekend is beginning right now. On Freedom 96.9, I am Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You don't want to be in negotiations with someone who is just trying to keep you busy while they're plotting your assassination. That appears to be what was going on with Iran. And that also appears to be why Trump went from, oh, we got a great deal, it's going to be a great deal, so they're going to take this great deal, to...
They're liars, they're cheats, they're sick people, they've hurt their people, they killed 54,000 people as of now. They're bad people. And frankly, I don't want to waste my time with them.
He finally came to that realization, and I don't blame him. They are back in Norman like a pack of hungry raccoons, the homeless, and they're back on state property until the behavior is discouraged by the city of Norman. It is going to continue, and it's going to get worse. And I'm talking about homelessness. Summer means lighter clothes and less ability to conceal when you're carrying. But I've got some tips on Firearms Friday. That is brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And the video blog is available at freedom969.com, my personal Facebook, and my personal X profiles as well. Mayor of New York was trying to interfere in talks with Iran, but that was put to bed real quick and spanked by our State Department. Not going to happen, Mondami. Sorry. You can talk about it. You can want it, but it ain't going to happen. And anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, like Rowdy out in the country.
Yeah, I am negotiating while someone's plotting your demise. That sounds like a couple of my ex-wives. But, yeah, I'm doing a Trump out here. You know, you said the other guys in my Cadillac, I need to get a couple flags so I look like the...
Yeah, the beast.
You know, the beast. Mine's more like I'm not quite deceased, but yeah.
Funeral? Did they say funeral?
Yeah. I swapped it out for my big old black truck today, though. Okay. Me and my buddies riding around. But I just wanted to tell you a little story. I was driving around earlier today, and I stopped in a gas station. The guy's up for getting gas, and I pulled in, got a little gas, which is it's coming down, but it's still kind of high.
Yeah.
This guy was yelling and screaming and throwing his arms around and all kinds of stuff. And I said, man, what's going on? And he says, I didn't bring my driver's license. They won't let me have no cotton-picking beer. They won't let me have no cigarettes. And he said, you know, and I said, well, buddy, I don't do I don't smoke, but I think my partner left a cigarette here, so I handed him a cigarette. He said, I don't even have a lighter. And he was so upset, he actually splashed some of that gas up on his arm and on his back and stuff. Anyway, he was sitting there, and I said, here, let me light that for you. And I lit it. I'll be darned. Cotton picking arm catches on fire, it's flaming, and he's throwing it. And you can see his, he had those flame tattoos on his arm, and he was kind of blending in with the flames. And he's waving his arm in the air and everything. About that time, a couple of Oklahoma City finest come up there. They stopped, and they jumped out. I thought they was going to put the fire out, and they did put the fire out, and then they arrested him and threw him in the back of the car. I said, why are you guys arresting him for? He was banishing an unlicensed firearm.
bad,
waving an unlicensed firearm.
Waving an unlicensed firearm, yeah.
Anyway, that was Firearms for Everybody on
Friday.
That's the Firearms Friday joke. Anyway. Yeah, I'm listening off and on as I'm getting in and out trying to take care of stuff out here in this heat. You know, I don't know why I was born rich. They're so good looking.
Pretty, triple digits out there now.
It is, man. Yeah. I see. But I've been out here since early this morning. I'm fixing to call in. I'm back in the trailer in right now, and I'm going to go down there and donate to the Native Americans.
I was going to say, I thought this is the biggest night that you usually go, isn't it?
This is the night that you don't win. Thank you. Weekends are bad. Yeah.
My boss, I don't remember what casino he was at, but he was playing Texas Hold'em, and he drew a straight flush. And I said, that's the part when you go home. and he said, I went home not long after that. I said, because you know the night's never going to get that good again, ever. So.
I was playing craps up at the New Harrah's the other day, and I'm not really a craps fan. My brother said, here, try it out. I'll be darned. I ran it up, and I lost it down to 48 cents. I said, well, he said, let me put a 20 in there. And he put the 20 in there. Next thing you know, I got $700 on the table.
Well, that's good. That's when you go home. Yeah.
That's what I said. So I pulled it out, and I said, here, Mike, take this money. He says, nah. I said, you don't want to put the money in there. He said, you earned that money. Mm-hmm. So I gave him part of it, and then I went over and gave the rest of it to the Native Americans. Because, you know, we got to keep the lights on.
Got to keep the lights on, yeah.
doing what I can. But, yeah, I was thought, check in on Friday. You have a good weekend.
You do.
I hope everybody out there has a good weekend, and watch those unlicensed firearms.
You got it. Yeah, I got to stay away from those. You really do. Rowdy, thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9. It's not that I have a problem with gambling. Well, I don't have a moral problem with gambling. I'm just not good at it. I'm not good at it at all. Lovely wife is much better at it. I don't know if it's because of her degree in finance and she can sit there and she likes to play the slots. Quite often she wins, but usually when she does, I say, now give me that money. You're not going to put this money back in there and lose it again. I know the casinos probably hate that, but I said, nope. This is the money we're going to walk out of here with. And, she'll win $100, $200, something along those lines. And she enjoys it. So I indulge. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Daniel writes, Lee, you were talking about Karl Marx and his self-contradictions and the facts he neglected in his composition Das Kapital. Karl Marx built his entire life's work on the labor theory of value. Eugene von Böhm Bawerk destroyed it. In Capital, Marx claimed the value of a commodity is determined by the socially necessary labor time required to produce it, and the capitalists exploit workers and the close of his system. Böhm Bawerk demonstrated that Marx's entire theory of exploitation and collapse because the labor theory of value cannot explain how the actual market prices are formed. No, they also ignore the market and assume that there is no market. Most damaging was what became known as the transformation problem. Marx was unable to explain how labor values could be consistently converted into prices we actually observe in the market without contradicting his own assumptions. He attempted to resolve this in Volume 3 of Das Kapital, but failed on all logical grounds.
Baywork also highlighted Marx's neglect of time in production. Capital goods take time to create, and people generally value goods available in present more highly than those in the future. This time, preference is the real source of interest, a phenomenon Marx could never satisfactorily explain within his framework, because it's called the market. And that's what communism ignores. It ignores the market. It ignores what the demand is and what the supply is. It assumes that the government can provide all of the supply for all of the necessary demand. Without a coherent theory of value based on labor, Marx's central claim that capitalists systematically steal surplus value from workers loses its foundation. Well, that's why I think people are giving Marx way too much credit for intelligence, because he wasn't. He bent facts to fit his hypothesis rather than the other way around. 405-608-43, and thanks a lot, Daniel. Thanks for writing and looking into all that. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Steve.
Hey, Steve, and where are you?
Just past Asher.
Hatcher?
Asher.
Asher, okay. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Oh, good to be heard. I wanted to just, I guess it's not allowed, but what I was going to say, I wish Jake Merrick could switch to independent and still run for governor.
That would not be a bad idea.
I don't know if he's able to do it, but God, I wish he would.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are regarding that either. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. But I know he is. I know he's out of money in terms of campaign. And one of the reasons he did not do better than he did was because I don't think he was known well enough in the East.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good weekend.
You too, Steve. And thanks for listening in on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Did you hear that there was a group of Apache helicopter pilots that did a flyby along the beaches of South Carolina and were disciplined for flying too? This is all on 4th of July. Were disciplined for flying too low. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth stepped in quickly after the reports that the pilots of 8 Apache helicopters were suspended following the low-altitude flyover during South Carolina's Salute from the Shore, an event celebrating the 250th anniversary. Video of the Apache helicopters conducting the low-altitude flyover as beachgoers cheered and waved along. Their suspension didn't last long. Shortly after the news broke of the suspension, Hegseth posted on X, "I'm going to fix this. Carry on, Patriots." Early the next morning, the Pentagon spokesman and senior advisor to Hegseth announced that, effective immediately, the suspension of all involved South Carolina pilots had been lifted. Why were they suspended in the first place? Word is, someone complained. A Karen called in and complained about the noise. They were just trying to have a nice day at the beach when these noisy helicopters came flying over. They wanted to emphasize to the community that the temporary suspension from flight duties is a routine administrative measure. Whenever a flight profile is under review, it's not punitive. While suspended, the pilots were continuing to work and continuing to get paid. Still, this was a solution. This was a celebration of the 4th of July, and they were asked to do it. Good for Hegseth. 405-608-4377. He really does understand what it is to be a service person. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
It's Tammy from Shawnee.
Hi, Tammy. Good to hear from you.
I'm going to tell you one thing. That buzzed me up like no other to hear those people got in trouble for flying over, you know. Because if you've never been on the beach in South Carolina on the 4th of July, it is the most incredible thing. We were there several years ago,
mm-hmm.
and jets fly over.
Yeah.
And it, like, everybody just screams and yells, and it's just, I mean, it is, it's such a wonderful experience because you're there, it's the 4th of July, and to see our military at their finest.
Yeah.
And to do a flyby, like a wave, basically to American people right there on the beach, it's just amazing.
And they love it too, by the way. They love it. The pilots love that kind of stuff.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
And I think they should be able to do that. When I heard that about the helicopters, I thought, what in the world? You know, jets fly by there, and mm-hmm. it is so awesome to see. It's amazing. Which, we lived in Georgetown for a while and have friends that live in Andrews.
Yeah.
And that's a direct flight path between Washington, D.C. and Charleston.
Yeah.
So at night, you hear those jets flying over back and forth all night mm-hmm. long. And it just gives you, if you're a patriot like I am and very patriotic, and emotionally so, it just gives you the warm fuzzies to know that those guys are out there taking care of our country and looking out for everybody and practicing and doing the maneuvers. When I'm laying there in bed and I can hear them flying over, it's just wonderful.
I lived in Charleston for 2 years, so I know
okay.
what you're talking about. Well, Mount Pleasant, but that's right outside of Charleston.
Okay,
and yeah,
right.
Yeah. And the thing that I loved most about living there was that it was a true colonial city. It had been a member of the 13 colonies and an active trading member of the economic system of the 13 colonies before the United States was born. So you still had that colonial feel when you went downtown.
Right. If people don't know, South Carolina is one of the most amazing places
mm-hmm.
to go. I'm not talking going to, you know, up to the beach or, you know, all those places, but we lived in Georgetown and there was so much history there.
Yeah.
We actually lived in Belle Isle.
Yeah, yeah.
With Belle Isle Yacht Club, which mm-hmm. for a while in a townhome, and part of the bunkers and the cannons were still there. And
yeah.
So I would walk and explore almost every night, and it was just, it's just wonderful out there. So I am so proud of Pete for stepping in and taking care of everything and getting those guys taken care of.
We had a boat, and lovely wife, one of her favorite things to do was for us to put the boat in the water at a place called Shim Creek. And
yeah.
we would cross a Charleston Harbor to a place you could only get to by boat called Cummings Point. And
okay.
you could get out on Cummings Point, walk around to the Atlantic side of the barrier island and pick up seashells.
Yeah.
And I mean conch shells the size of your head. Huge
yeah.
conch shells, huge scallop shells. And we would come back with bags of these shells, and she just loved it. And
yeah,
she was like a little kid.
Back.
She was like a little kid because if we were there and the tide were coming in, I'd have to tell her, sweetie, we got to go. The tide is coming in, and we're not going to be able to get to the boat because the boat's going to be out in the middle of the harbor. So,
yeah, my husband and I, we had a boat, and we liked to fish,
mm-hmm.
and we went out one day. It was Mother's Day. I'll never forget it. And we went out of Georgetown, out from where we lived there at
yeah.
Belle Isle.
Yeah.
And we went out, and we were fishing, and life was good. And then guess what? The tide went in.
Yeah.
And
you got stranded.
The old high and dry
yeah.
thing is a real thing.
It is. You have to be very careful. And I didn't have a very big boat, so I could get in through some shallow water, but I didn't want to have to do that. And at certain times of the year, there was about a 12-foot tidal difference there, and you had to be careful.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
And there was a thunderstorm coming. We could see it. And I said, I think if I jump out, I could push the boat. Well, I jumped out the back of the boat, and I sunk up to my waist.
Yep, in mud.
Mud.
Yes.
And so he had to pull me out of the mud, and so we just had to sit there and ride it out. But South Carolina is an amazing place to go and visit. There's so much history. And like I said, I am so glad that those guys have not been, you know, reprimanded or charged with anything because...
Because of one whiny woman who was on the beach. Tammy, thanks a lot for the call. Have a good weekend on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. One thing I love about living in Oklahoma, we have a lot of small towns, and in each and every one of them, you get that Oklahoma spirit. And then you go to some of the larger towns like Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and you still get that small town Oklahoma attitude, the Oklahoma way. And nowhere is it better felt than the small town of El Reno, which is not that far a drive away, especially when you're talking about great savings and great service from Frontier Auto Group. I'm Lee Matthews, Frontier Auto Group. They've been the trusted franchise dealer, family-oriented, because they're owned by a family. And they're here to continue the support that they've been giving the community since 1936. So, if you got a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, your air conditioning not quite doing what it should do, trust it to these professionals who will be there when you need them. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. Very short drive to El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. Frontier Auto Group.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
A nonstop wild week of news. It's Eric Erickson. Tune in live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as I navigate you through the headlines, navigate you through the breaking news, give you my thoughts on it and analysis of what's happening, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425, live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 across Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy. No, I don't have to get the weather forecast right now. We got a chance of rain coming in Saturday night into Sunday, so that's good because we need it. I spent too much time waxing all my memories about South Carolina that I ran out of time here. But coming up, court documents reveal more about the new arrests that were made in regards to the shooting in Lake Arcadia, or at Lake Arcadia. Also, a man arrested on child porn in Oklahoma. He was in Oklahoma thanks to a Biden policy. Thanks again, President Biden. So all that's coming up and your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Rob writes, Lee, is in terms of talking with Iran, nope, we don't need any more talks with Iran. Russell writes, laughing out loud, what a male member is what he writes. You believe that orange fat rapist, what a joke. Well, Russell, I'm going to take issue with that in just a minute. What makes you think he is a rapist and you're not attacking any of his policies? So just the fact that he is large, okay.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says the ceasefire with Iran is over after less than 3 weeks, but insists the U.S. will continue negotiations. Qatar is leading a new diplomatic effort as both sides exchange strikes and tensions remain high across the Middle East. Dozens of beluga whales, which had been living at a now-closed Canadian theme park, are being transported to San Antonio.
They're adopted by SeaWorld, which is calling it a major international rescue effort. Marineland in Niagara Falls, Ontario, is in a financial crisis, according to the Canadian government. In January, they threatened to euthanize the belugas after a deal to send them to a theme park in China fell through. John Summers, USA Radio News.
Wall Street closed higher.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 149 points. The S&P 500 rose 31 points. The NASDAQ added 74 points. I'm Levon Putney.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Police in Tulsa have charged a man in the deaths of his grandparents at a senior living complex. 48-year-old Jeffrey Garwood was identified through surveillance video after 93-year-old Richard Garwood and 93-year-old Catherine Garwood were found dead in their apartment July 3rd. Police tracked him through license plate reader tech before he crashed his vehicle on I-244. Garwood confessed to stabbing his grandparents after confronted and now faces two counts of first-degree murder. Firefighters rescued and revived a dog during a house fire yesterday morning in Oklahoma City. Crews responded to the home and kept the fire contained to the attic, with investigators saying the blaze began when an oily rag used to clean a grill ignited in a trash can. Fire officials remind residents to properly dispose of oily rags to prevent spontaneous combustion. Oklahoma County prosecutors say they're filing significantly more aggravated DUI cases under a recently expanded state law. The updated statute includes offenses such as causing crashes, fleeing police, speeding in school zones, and driving drunk with children in the vehicle. Prosecutors filed 112 aggravated DUI charges in June, compared to just 3 during the same month last year. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Guns, guns, guns! Claude Hall's original OKC Gun Show is this weekend, July 11th and 12th at the OKC Fairgrounds. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4, wall-to-wall guns and ammo. For more information, visit our website at OKCGunShow.com.
Question, what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer, new Ram trucks. They now come come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer, VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Some idiots in Hollywood still think it's all about diversity and not about good storytelling. Are they going to learn ever? I think I'm seeing a turning point, but maybe you can add something to that coming up as The Drive continues on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of sun and clouds, along with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 97. Tomorrow night will be humid with plenty of cloud cover and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Sunday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas during the afternoon as temperatures climb to a high of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
You're watching the collapse of the oldest political party in the world. Democratic Party goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson. And what you're seeing right now is that nobody who has common sense has the courage to stand up to people who are objectively crazy. I mean, it's not like they have the wrong ideas or the wrong ideology. They live on a planet that doesn't exist.
And that is Newt Gingrich. He is right. Absolutely right. Especially when the Democrat Party and the social, the socialist wing of the Democrat Party has released its true agenda. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com, if you want to join in the conversation. Let's see, Wade writes, Lee, could you please explain the difference between communism and socialism? And is there a difference between socialism and a socialist? Okay, and I was talking about Karl Marx earlier, whose writings inspired what became communism. So it's fairly simple. Socialism, the government controls most of the industry, if not all of it, but it's still privately owned. So private ownership of business and industry is permitted. It is all strictly controlled by the government. Now, the thing that's bad about that is if a particular business or industry is not doing well, and the government has determined that that's a necessary industry, then that industry is not going to make money, nor is it going to improve, because competition is destroyed when it comes to socialism. I will give you an example. Mondami wants to fix rent in the city of New York. He wants everybody's rent to be the same. Well, that's not how the marketplace works. More people want to live in the fancy apartments that border Central Park than do in the lower class parts of the city. So the people who live in the Central Park West apartments are willing to pay more to live there. Well, if you completely socialize that, those people are not going to want to live there anymore, and they're going to leave. Likewise,
if there isn't enough apartments available, then the government will pay builders to build apartment buildings. But those apartment buildings won't be very well built. Why? Because there's no competition. There is no incentive for the builder to make the product better. Socialism. Communism, there is no free enterprise and there is no free business and nobody owns any businesses at all. The government is in charge of everything. The government is in charge of building the apartments. The government is in charge of making sure the electricity is on in those apartments. The government is in charge of providing the heating and the air conditioning in those apartments. The government is in charge of providing the water for those apartments. Okay, so that sounds like a pretty good thing, right? No, it isn't. Because if you're a family of four and you're living next door to a family of two, your apartment is the same size. And the family of four is not going to have nearly the same because everything is the same. Everything is, that's why equality is different than liberty. Likewise, in a communist society, here's what happens in the winter. The government decides when it's going to turn the heat on. When is it going to be cold enough for the government to turn the air conditioning off and turn the heat on? Because the government controls everything. Then, as we get close to the warmer months, it's the government that will decide when to turn the air conditioning on, if any, and when to turn it off. So, that is why communism and socialism are inferior to the free enterprise system. Communism and socialism are inferior to capitalism because it eliminates competition. Competition is a good thing. Because business is competitive by nature, it forces improvement. If you're making a good or service that your fellow man is willing to pay you for, and somebody else comes along and makes a good or service that's similar to yours that people are willing to pay for, it's going to make you look at that good or service and say, okay, how can I make mine better so people will be more apt to come to my good or service than the good or service of somebody else. Competition is a good thing. But what about these poor people that lose their job to competition? That's because throughout the evolution of industry and business, some businesses must go away because they are no longer useful to your fellow man. It's very difficult to find somebody who knows how to work on a wagon wheel. Maybe somebody who works for a museum or has some sort of degree in history and is keeping that particular, and now it's being considered an art or an artisan or a craft. But there's a very good reason there aren't any wagon wheel makers anymore, because we've evolved. Business, industry has evolved beyond that. That is no longer useful to people. It's no longer useful to your fellow. That's why calculators are going away. Everybody's got a calculator on their phone. Why do you need to go buy a separate calculator? Newspapers. Everybody can find all the news that they need on their phone. Why then is a news talk radio station like mine still thriving? Because people still want to know what the interpretation of that news is. And they're definitely getting tired of being told what that news is from a big company. They want somebody local who's going to relate that to them locally. Something one big company certainly forgot. And that still is the damnedest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen a market leader give up on its own industry quicker than those guys over there. I also like to use the example of Sears. You remember Sears Roebuck? And in its day, Sears Roebuck was the stuff.
Just about anything you wanted, you could get into that catalog, and you could fill out a form, and you could send it in with a payment, and you'd get it in the mail in 6 or 8 weeks. You'd get it shipped to either a local office, or back in the day, they'd bring it right to you. Or the railroad depot, whatever it may be. Nobody ever had ever heard of such a thing. And that was the stuff all the way up until a little guy named Sam Walton said, you know what? I think I can come up with a better product at a better price that people won't have to wait for. They'll be able to go and get it in the store. They won't have to order it. And that's how Sam Walton became the number one retailer in the United States. Better product at a better price, making it easier for the person to go and get that better product at that better price. Online, what about online? Well, online is canceling a lot of brick and mortar sales on some items, not everything. There's still some things that you need to buy in person. You need to see and feel and touch. But yeah, Amazon is definitely a challenger to the Walmarts of the world. But Walmart has responded. Walmart has stepped up and done a very good job stepping up. Okay, people want to be able to buy stuff online. We'll let them buy stuff online. We'll let them actually have it shipped to the store. And that way they don't have to pay the shipping costs. They don't have time to come to the store and shop. Well, they can get online and we'll have a shopper pick out all those items and pay for it with a credit card and it'll be ready for them when they're, you see, Walmart's doing a great job competing in its own industry. It's not giving up on its own industry. So I hope that answers your question, Wade. Thanks a lot for writing in to freedom969.com. And getting back to Democrats and their true agenda, many of the candidates of the electoral wins nationwide have talked about how much they enjoy being a member of the preeminent Democrat Socialist side of the party, Democrat Socialists of America. Now we find out they plan to roll out an updated platform that includes eliminating the Senate and replacing the president and the Supreme Court with an executive judiciary chosen by Congress. According to a source familiar with the Democrat Socialist of America's planning, the organization plans to roll out an update next week to its long-term vision for U.S. policy. The update includes eliminating the U.S. Senate and replacing the President and Supreme Court with an executive branch and judiciary chosen by and subordinate to the Congress. In other words, a parliamentarian system. They want to make us like Great Britain, where there is no president, there's a prime minister, and the prime minister is chosen by Congress. And your vote for who the president is completely taken away. Do you know why they want to do that? Do you know why the Democrat Socialists of America want to do that? Because it's the only way they can hang on to power. Their policies, as I've just explained what Democrat Socialism is, their policies might work or might be, they don't work. They're popular, but they don't work in New York, Detroit, Chicago, and maybe even downtown Denver. They're popular because they give out all this free stuff. What they never, ever, ever take into account is how to pay for all that free stuff. They seem to think that there's an ever-flowing bowl of cash that's going to come from those who produce. And what's going to happen is those who produce are going to leave and go to a state where they do, where all their money is not being taken away from them and given to those who do not produce. So this is what they want to do. They want to make it's almost like a parliamentarian system or a Canadian system, the Canadian parliamentarian system. The Canadians vote for a minister of parliament who then goes to parliament and is representative of them in parliament, even to the point of selecting who the prime minister is going to be. But it completely takes away your vote as to who the prime minister is going to be. Your direct vote will go away. Additionally, the updated platform would include amnesty for all immigrants, of course. defund the Department of War because, well, we're not going to need a Department of War. We're just going to get along with everybody. This would be in addition to the Democrat Socialists of America's current policy platform, which calls for an immediate end to all deportations, free migration between countries without restrictive immigration controls, and extending full voting rights to people with criminal convictions and non-citizens. Why would they want to do that? Because it's the only way they can maintain power. While the Democrat Socialists of America endorse the likes of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's stupid. All she does is read what she's given. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, she too is stupid and just reads whatever they give her, socialist Democrats give her. And Socialist Mayor Zoran Mandami, he too is as dumb as a bag of hammers. They just read what is being given to them by Democrats, the Socialists of America. The victories have emboldened the Democrat Socialist of America, which touts itself as a working class alternative to the Democrat Party. That's funny. Nobody in the working class supports these policies. Nobody. You know who the working class does support? Conservatives, Republicans. The group added that our newly elected leaders will fight for the working class, not for crumbs. Well, that's all you're going to get, because crumbs are the only thing that's left over of what it is you want. And to do all the things that they want to do, they're going to have to tear up the United States Constitution. They call it their new Democrat Constitution, and they said it would establish civil, political, democratic rights for all based on proportional representation in a single federal legislature. No, it would not. It would take away your democratic right to vote for who is president. It would take away a branch of your representation in the form of the Senate. It would flood your borders with a bunch of people who are not coming here to better themselves. They're coming here to get the free stuff that they think this party is going to. So this is never going to fly. Please don't think, oh my God, this is it. They're trying to take over. This is never going to fly. Ever. In their wildest dreams, it'll never fly. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. We now know more about the arrests for the shooting at Lake Arcadia, thanks to court records. Investigators say on the day of the shooting, Maki Magnus, who was one of the shooters, sent a message in social media that said, "Let's bump guns today. It's going to be NACAPS at Lake Hefner, and I got a ride." Well, that was later moved to Arcadia Lake. In the arrest affidavit, investigators said that the messages made them believe Magnus went to the Arcadia Lake that day with the intention of participating in the shooting. According to investigators, the account sent a direct message to Magnus and asked if it was his first rodeo, and then made other references to the shooting. In the same message, he responded, "I don't take my gun out the house 12 looking for it just to let y'all know." An image posted on Magnus's story highlighted, it showed a picture of him with his mom together, captioned in part, "Sorry that we put you through a lot, but at least you raised shooters. Don't got to worry about me. I'm a make it home every time to you." Messages on the separate account showed him talking with a gang member who was later arrested in connection with the shooting. According to the arrest affidavit, the messages appear to show him being upset that his gun had been taken from him. The conversation began, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so this guy wasn't a member of a gang, but he wanted to be. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Find something you love to do, find a way to get paid for it, and you'll never work a day in your life. And that adage is true. At least it's been true for me. So as a result, I really have no idea if and when I'm going to retire because I love what I do. And doing this each and every day has been a great pleasure for me. It's more of a hobby. It's more of something I enjoy doing than it is actually making a living. Now, the lovely wife, she's counting the minutes until she's eligible for either Social Security or Medicare or both. If you were born in 1961, you don't need to count the minutes because it's already here, because you're getting all the phone calls and the emails and the text saying you are eligible. Well, don't let them confuse you. And as usual with the government, it can be very, very, very complicated. Have somebody walk you through it like the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put a plan together that works for you. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Give them a call.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-encroachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. These people just don't get it. They just don't get it. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, latest report on LGBTQ representation in film, revealed that the percentage of LGBTQ inclusive films has decreased for the third year in a row. In 2023, GLAAD reported that 28% out of 100 or 350 films released in 2022 featured LGBTQ characters. The number dropped to 27.3 in 2023, plunging to 23.6 in 2024. In 2025, the number dropped to only 20%. They also found that out of the 19 films on the list classified as animated family films rated PG and under, there were zero LGBTQ characters compared to two inclusive films out of 26 the prior year. Audiences across the board are seeking out original and inclusive stories, said GLAAD President and CEO Sarah Kate Ellis. Our study found LGBTQ stories in films aren't both commercially and critically successful. No, they're not. They are not. No. People want to see a good movie. People don't care if it is diverse. And in fact, Hollywood, I think, is slowly waking up to that and getting back to telling great stories. Instead of having to shoehorn diverse characters into scripts where they make no sense. No sense whatsoever. Watched a movie the other day. It was called The Driveway Girls, and I thought it was a very good movie, very funny. But it was about two gay women. And you know what? The fact that they were gay was completely irrelevant to the rest of the story. They didn't have to be gay, and it still would have been, if they had just been two friends on this wild ride, it still would have been a good movie. But somehow they went out of their way to make the two characters gay. Why? I guess because it was stylish. Make it a great weekend on Freedom 96.9.
Goodbye. Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.